We're doing Sefer Amidot. We had begun the introduction. The Magen Midevne had spoken about a world that is built on kindness, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. And the Magen Midevne had given us a whole philosophy in one paragraph about the responsibility of man to take note that there's order in the world, and when you notice that, then you realize that maybe within this order there's an expectation of man to live up to a certain system. And it's not just a question of feeling good about ourselves, it's also a question of living up to our responsibilities within the system. What does the Creator want of us? We're up to the third paragraph. This is man's portion from the Omnipotent. When he notices this light that shines, he sees that heavenly candle, which is called his soul, he notices that there's life within him that gives life, that actually shines throughout the corporeal, the body. As the verse says, the soul of man is Hashem's lamp. The verse says, Hashem gives the soul to the nation that's on earth. Hashem gives the spirit to those who walk the planet. Technically, the physical body that's made of the physical components would go in the dark without light. But the Creator created him with intellect. God lifted him from the other creatures that are mute. And so Hashem made us different and unique among creation, and we're best off of the creatures. Kemamar, as the verse says, Hashem taught us, Hashem gave us intellect beyond the animals, beyond the birds. It's true that a bird can build a nest that we wouldn't know how to build. Birds have their own intellect. An orangutan can jump, we can't do that. There are all kinds of, a flea can jump about 60 times its size. No human being can jump 60 times its size. So every creature has their strength. But Hashem gave us intellect. Hashem gave us capacity to understand. And how precious is the kindness Hashem shown upon the nation that He chose. He lifted them. He took them on the wings of dawn. I don't know what that means. Al kanfei shachar, the wings of dawn. Vayave otanu elav morashan lanchilenu, Torat chayim mechukei tzedek lelamedenu. And He brought us to Him. We were given our heritage, the living Torah, the statutes that are righteous. He taught us mibor shon laatzilenu ki chayi olam nata betocheinu. He saves us from the pit of death because He's given us eternal life. Chayei Olam, He's given us eternal life. When we have the Torah, so we have a connection to eternity. And this is one of the great gifts in the Torah, because man lives with a perpetual realization that life is finite. And even when man is having the best time in the world, somewhere in the deeper recesses of one's consciousness, one is conscious of the idea that it's going to be over. All of this is going to be over. So we deny it. We spend our lives in denial. If we would think about it, if we would be fatalistic, or both. If we would be fatalistic, then we would live our lives differently. So part of being productive is we choose to ignore it. But part of certain behaviors is that we deny it. At certain ages and with certain behaviors, we're denying death. There's an age. How old are you, Guy?
36.
So they usually say it around 35, 36.
Yeah?
Yeah. They say it for married people. I don't know about single people. Mm-hmm. But they say it around 35, 36, you start realizing that death is a reality.
I can tell you for myself, I don't think that's what happened to me, but I can tell you at around 35, 36, that's when I start saying, what is going on with my life?
Okay.
Where am I going from here?
So I'm not talking about a midlife crisis. See, I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking about a different realization. when a person is 18, 20, 24, 26. So death is what happens to the neighbor's father.
Well, they say that, you know, up until the age of 25, the brain of, like, an adolescent up until 25 is different, in that certain parts of the brain that are, you know, that are risk-taking, you know, are much higher than rationalization and understanding. But once you pass that age of 25, it starts to go the opposite way.
Okay, but part of risk-taking is denying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not ignoring.
That part of the brain overpowers the rational part of the brain.
So coming back to the Magen Midubna, when Hashem gives us Torah, one of the great gifts of Torah, and we say it in the blessing on Torah in the morning, V'chayei olam nata b'tocheinu, Hashem implanted within us eternal life. Through the Torah, we can connect to eternity. We're not limited. In truth, we are limited in our actions, but the reaction to our actions, the long-term effects to our actions, and the long-term life of the soul, that's the chaye olam, that's the eternal life that Torah gives us. Livli tetlamot regleinu. By giving us the Torah, Hashem has ensured that our feet don't stumble. Yada efsed lo tifros knafe latzud nefashot ulehachideinu. The grass of loss, the grasp of death, doesn't spread its wing to capture our souls. Our lives do pass, but not our souls. Kiselef bogadim yeshodim. For we know that there is that grasp that plunders people. Aval mekor chayim echinanu avinu shbashamayim. But our Father in heaven gave us a source of life. Lachayot ruach shfalim. To give life to the lowest of spirits. Lerumim ke'achad ha-sichliyim latet lanu malachim ben ha-omedim. To uplift us, to be like angels, so that we can constantly grow and move forward. Natananu haTorah haChamuda aruka meHeretz Mida. He gave us the Torah that is so desirable. It is greater than the expanse of land. If you've traveled all of Earth, you haven't yet traveled all of Torah. Traveling all of Torah is longer than traveling all of Earth. Leman tifros sukat shloma aleinu b'shnei olamim. The Torah is supposed to spread a canopy of peace over us in both worlds. And that's a key point. Again, that's a whole philosophy in one sentence. How often do people think Torah is for the future world? And Rambam, and Kuzari, and now we see it in the Magen Midubna, they all reiterate the idea that Torah is the best way of life here. It's not only about the world to come. It's about this world as well. Torah is there to give us a great life in this world. Here, in the land of the living, the Torah illuminates our eyes. Tagid lanu darkeinu, it guides us. B'meisharim nadrichenu b'noam drachecha. The Torah guides us in a straight path and in a pleasant path. That's a key point. The ways of Torah are pleasant. It doesn't always resonate with us. Sometimes it's not so much fun. A guy once came running out of the machon, and I was walking into the machon. And he said, "You know what they did up there in the Beis Medrash?" I said, "What'd they do?" He said, "They circumcised a boy." So I said, "Yeah." He said, "And everyone's celebrating." I said, "Yeah." He says, "The poor kid, they cut him, and how are they all so happy?" Okay, so sometimes a person has to come to terms at first glance. Sometimes parts of the Torah don't necessarily resonate with us. But the truth is that the ways of the Torah are pleasant. Bishlom netivoteha, the paths of the Torah are peace. The strength of the Torah gives man strength because it gives him eternal blessing. And there's a tremendous strength when one can connect to the Torah and understand and respect the Torah. Our understanding only goes so far, but we have to gain understanding. Part of learning is also understanding. We have to try to attain the point where most of the ways of the Torah resonate with us. We have to be honest and admit that there are things in Torah that we don't necessarily understand, that we have a hard time accepting. It's part of being normal. A couple once came and the woman said, "I don't like the laws of family purity, and my husband says I should." And I said, "Well, the Talmud says that it's pretty normal. Those are one of the laws that people don't like. That's not so much fun. We value, we appreciate, we respect, and we adhere to the way of the Torah. But that doesn't mean it's always fun. Sometimes."
I hope I'm not talking too much here, but I mean, when, you know, these things for, you know, a lot of us who, you know, grew up so far away from these things. I think it's something that you develop towards, you know, appreciating. Like,
true.
I can tell you just like an example for me, like Yom Kippur is like the worst day in the world for me. And, you know, I was speaking to a friend about it, and he was talking about, you know, like the rabbi of his yeshiva and how much he enjoys Yom Kippur and how, what a fulfilling experience is for him. And I think it's just, you know, all dependent on how much you put into Torah study and develop your religion or your Jewishness and to get to those places, if ever.
So I think it's, one is we grow in our comfort level over time, and two is we have to be careful not to grow too fast, to take things on slowly. But coming back to what we were discussing, so as we grow in the comfort level, there are always going to be things we don't understand. Part of the Torah we can understand, part of the Torah is going to resonate with us, and the more we grow, more of it will resonate with us. But that doesn't mean we'll always understand everything. King Solomon didn't understand certain aspects of the laws of the red heifer. The wisest man didn't get it. Moshe Rabbeinu had questions about how the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. And he asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, and on some things Hashem said, you're just not going to understand. Eov, Job didn't understand everything. So the Torah gives us strength. On one level we understand, on another level we respect even where we don't understand. And the fact that we're working with a system that we've learned and we understand that we value, that gives us strength. I often wonder how a person can be at peace when they don't have this system. Because then life is very scary. So many things out of your control. They're out of your control even when you go with the system. But at least you know you're working with the system. The Torah gives us the capacity to shine in the radiance of the living God, the living King, the eternal living King. Kemamar, as the verse says, Bitalechacha tancheotacha, the Torah guides you as you walk, uvshochbecha tishmor alecha, and when you lie down, the Torah protects you, the Torah is waiting for you, so to speak, vekitzot eitesichecha, and when you awaken, the Torah is there for your conversation. That's where your speech should be focused, on Torah. So that's, again, we just read the third and fourth paragraph of the intro, and we'll pick up here, B'ezrat Hashem, next time.